also concludes the items for which I will be the DHO, and so I hereby turn the meeting over to DHO Brennan Williams. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Lucero. All right, last item on the agenda is former item, or is item number three. It's just been moved to the end of the agenda. That's PR 2024-010846, VAC 2023-00002. It's a vacation of right-of-way request, Consensus Planning Incorporated, agent for Titan Highway Land LLC. Request the aforementioned action for all or a portion of 412135 University Heights, Monta Vista Edition, zoned MXM, located at 3200 Central Avenue Southeast, containing approximately 1.0847 acres in area. Is there a member of the applicant team here with us this morning?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Strozier, good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in and have you give your name and address for the record, please, sir.
Jim Strozier, 302 8th Street Northwest, 87102.
Thank you, sir. Jim, Mr. Strozier, do you swear affirm the testimony you provide in this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Tell us about the request, please, sir.
All right. So this is the redevelopment of the former Highway House property in the core of Knob Hill. Just as a little bit of background, so we went through the city's demolition permit process. The site has been raised. The asbestos has been taken care of, and the property is currently vacant. So, if you've been by, you've seen that the old highway house is no longer there at this point. And just as another point of reference, we are in the process of preparing a site plan DFT application that will be submitted to the city here shortly for the approval of the construction of a new boutique hotel and restaurant and rooftop bar. As a part of that, we have, I believe, all of the pre-application requirements and approvals have been obtained. We have an availability statement from the Water Authority. We have an approved Fire One plan, an approved solid waste plan, conceptual TCL and conceptual grading and drainage plans. Some of those are noted in the agency comments, but I just wanted to put that out there up front. So our original request was to vacate a portion, basically the eastern portion of Bryn Mawr Avenue that contains the head-in or 90-degree parking along Bryn Mawr Avenue. And just to be clear, the purpose of that vacation was to, number one, at the very north end, to create an area where the porte-cochere, a covering, will come from the building out over those spaces in order to create two covered spaces, one that will be a handicap parking space, and the other will be a loading space. And then the goal is to maintain the balance of the parking, other than changes needed to get access to the underground parking that will be constructed as part of this project, to remain public parking, but it would be managed by the property owner with the vacation. We initially heard back that there were concerns from DMD and the parking group that they did not support the vacation and wanted to keep the parking within the city of Albuquerque's domain. And so we actually pivoted. We submitted an updated request that reduced it to 1,000 square feet just to handle that portion of the vacation that was at the north end to accommodate those spaces. As of yesterday afternoon, my understanding is that there's been an agreement reached between DMD and the app and the developer to that DMD now supports the original vacation request. Now, I don't know if anyone is on this call, and so I'm going to preface that by saying if there's someone on this call that can verify it, I have not seen any I've not seen anything in writing to that effect, but that's my understanding. And so if there isn't anyone, we understand that we will likely need to defer this request in order to make sure that we close that loop. If somebody's on the call, then maybe we could get that done today. If so, basically our request is to go back to our original application and request the vacation of just under 9,000 square feet. We understand that this would be a recommendation for that application to, and that it would need to be ultimately approved by the city council. Oh, there's a current image of what the site looks like today, much more accurate. But once again, the intent is that the parking along the head-in parking along Bryn Mawr, the sidewalk, that area would be repaved, restriped, but maintained as parking that's open to the public and managed basically exactly the same way as the city currently manages it in terms of short-term metered parking. There would probably be a meter box as opposed to the individual parking meters, a pay station, and that would be managed by the owner. But in terms of, we know that the neighborhood, and we've had probably at least three meetings with the Nob Hill Neighborhood Association on this project and have their support. But we know that there has been a significant amount of concern from the neighborhood association and the surrounding businesses that they did not want to see the nature of that parking changed. So just want to be clear that the nature of that being public short-term parking would remain post-vacation if it was approved. And with that, I think that's probably enough me talking at the moment.
All right, thank you, Mr. Strozier. Let's see if we can get your DMD parking issue question answered. Mr. Rodenbeck, I see a couple hands raised, but Mr. Rodenbeck, let me start with you. Before you testify, sir, let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
And tell us what you know about this.
Okay, so Mr. Hearing Officer, I'm just going to make you aware that Aaron Fowler, a right-of-way supervisor with DMD, is here in the meeting, and I don't know if you want to ask him about his comments on this, but he's here.
Yes, Mr. Fowler, good morning, sir. Are you there with us?
Yes, I am.
Hey, good morning. Let me swear you in, and then if you'll begin by giving us your name and your mailing address for the record, please. Do you swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
Okay, and please give us your name and address for the record.
Aaron Fowler, 14312 La Cueva Avenue, Northeast, Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87123.
And Mr. Fowler, my understanding is that you're with Municipal Development?
I am.
Yeah.
I'm the right-of-way supervisor for the city.
Thank you, sir. Excuse me, I apologize. Tell us about what do you know about this proposal?
So my understanding is that we were directed that this is the proposal that that DMD is going to agree to. So
Okay.
we are in agreement with it.
Okay. Very good. Thank you, sir. I also see somebody else's hand raised. I've just got initials here. AB.
Hi, that's me. My name is Angela Berkson.
And Ms. Berkson, let me swear you in first. You swear
Okay.
affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth.
Yes.
And give us your name and mailing address for the record, please.
Okay. My name is Angela Berkson, and my mailing address is 105 Bryn Mawr Southeast in Albuquerque, New Mexico, 87106. And I'm located immediately across from the Highway House location at the law offices of Erica Anderson. So you can see that if you just go to the left there, continue on. It's a one-story law office right
Okay.
there.
And
Yeah, so we're located right there. This is a law firm that has been operating for many years, and we see clients regularly on a daily basis who use the parking right on Bryn Mawr to access our offices and our attorneys. Yeah,
okay.
right there. And
And
so my
Ms.
main
Berkson,
question,
let
go
me
ahead.
interrupt you real quick. I'm so sorry. So are you did you have something to add about
Yes, I had a
the
specific question about how many spaces that are there now and how many spaces are going to be there post vacation.
Okay, let me do something just very quickly, just so we stay organized. Let
Gotcha.
me, if I can, let me put you on pause for just a second. Let me defer back to the applicant and to members of the city facilitation team to see if they have any more to add on specific
Oh,
on the
gotcha.
parking
I
and
may have
that,
jumped the gun. Okay.
and then I'll provide you with an opportunity for
Excellent.
public comment in just a second.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thank you, ma'am. Mr. Strozier, let me jump back to you as the lead on the applicant team. Based on the information from Mr. Fowler, I believe that answers
Yes.
some of the issues that you had raised. Want to ensure that you didn't have anything else to add as it pertains to your to the proposal at this time.
Thank you, Mr. Hearing Officer. No, I think it just solidifies that our request is to pivot back to our original request, and we would like to proceed with that. And when it gets to the appropriate time, I am more than happy to answer Angela's questions and any other neighbors that may be on the call as well regarding the parking.
Okay, I appreciate that. Mr. Strozier, sorry, one more question. Were there any other members of the team that wished to provide testimony at this time?
I do not believe so.
Okay, very good. Thank you so much. All right, now let's move to members of the public. If you're a member of the public that's interested in speaking on this item, I want to give you an opportunity to do so. If you would either use the raise your hand feature at the bottom of the screen. And or if you're on video, you want to wave in front of the screen. Or alternatively, if you're only on an audio connection, you're only on a telephone, just press star 9. We'll give everybody an opportunity to do so. Ms. Berkson, I want to start with you. See that your hand is raised there.
Yes.
Go back to you. Just remind you that I've already sworn you in. You're under
Yes.
oath. Tell us about your input, your
Okay.
comments on this particular matter.
Okay, thanks. Mainly the question I had was, I understand that you are looking to vacate these spaces, and I was just trying to make sure, it sounds like from the new information that I'm getting today that you're keeping the parking as short-term metered parking, and I'm just trying to get an idea of how many spaces are going to be, how many are do we have access to now, and how many post-vacation? That's my main question.
Okay. Let me hear from the other members of the public that wish to speak on this, and then I'll go back to Mr. Schrozier and his team and give them an opportunity to answer that question specifically. Okay. All right. I have another hand raised here. Deborah.
Yes.
Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Would you give us your name and address for the record, please?
My name is Deborah Sessa. My address is 13100 Calle Azul Southeast,
Ms.
Albuquerque, New
Setsa,
Mexico.
let me swear you in. The testimony you're about to provide, will it be the truth?
Yes.
Thank you. Tell us about your comments for this matter, please.
Well, I represent the building directly west of the highway, Old Highway House. The restaurant is currently occupied by a restaurant at 3128 Central.
Okay.
Again, the question is vacating that public parking. That public parking is essential to the businesses, not only to ours as a restaurant, but the businesses further down the block. There is not nearly enough parking in Nob Hill to accommodate the public. And removing any parking spots, I think, would be detrimental to us. But again, the question is how many parking spots? There's nearly 40 parking spots or so along that stretch there that are available for public parking. And so one, we'd like to know how many, as the previous person asked. But also, after the city vacates that area, what is to keep Marriott from, since they would now, the city would not be in control of that spot, what's to keep the Marriott from maintaining those spots? Are they planning on having them end-to-end parking? Are they planning on still having it head-in parking? They're also going to take away some parking for to access their underground parking for their clients. So, I mean, we are strapped for parking in Nob Hill, and I just think taking away any parking is really detrimental to the businesses in Nob Hill.
All right. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate that. Any other members of the public wishing to provide comment on this matter? If so, if you'd raise your hand. I'm not seeing anyone else. Last call for members of the public. Oh, sorry, I found somebody. Mr. Darnell, are you there, sir?
Yes.
Good morning. Would you give us your name and address for the record, please?
Yeah, Dustin Darnell, 3124 Central Avenue, Southeast, 87106.
Thank you, sir. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes.
Okay, please give us your comments.
I too represent a restaurant right there in that area, and we're definitely concerned, as the owner operator, definitely concerned with the amount of parking in Nob Hill. Taking even, two, three, five spots from us is definitely going to hurt us. Getting rid of the hotel, the former hotel, is a great idea. It was, we're very much welcoming that. But, reworking the parking structure that they're, wanting to add in there, I think would be, more beneficial to the area. Having a luxury hotel background, I know going into it, their intent is to, keep it open to the public, and however, I know it's gonna not be open to the public. It's gonna be open for guests only because parking is so limited up there. The addition of adding parking along the Matucci's side, doesn't really. I mean, in the alley area, people already park there, so it's not like it's really an addition. So yeah, just definitely concerned about, losing parking, losing, guests and business and stuff up there. It's already really, really tight. And I welcome, the everybody to come see a, Thursday night, a Friday night, a Monday night. It's already full, and it's just pushing people away from. From the area.
Okay. All right. Thank you, sir. Anyone else from the public wishing to speak or provide comment on this matter? Last call for any members of the public on this matter. All right. Mr. Strozier, let me hear from members of the DF team, if you're okay with that, sir. Let me hear from members of the DF team, DFT representatives, and then I'll come back to you, let you provide comments based on issues raised by members of the public as well as staff. Would that suffice?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So let's go over to our DFT members. Let's start with the Water Authority, Mr. Gutierrez. Good morning.
Good morning.
Let me swear you in very quickly, sir. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are public, or excuse me, what are Water Authority comments on this matter, please?
Yeah, the Water Authority has no objection to the vacation, and as the applicant stated, they do have an availability statement for the proposed development. So we have no comments on this or objections. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mr. Boylan, I believe at least previously you were providing comments for code enforcement. Will that remain here, or is someone else doing that?
Yes, Mr. Hearing Officer, I will provide comments for code.
All right, very good. Thank you, sir. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Code enforcement has no comments or no objections to this matter.
All right, thank you, sir. Parks and Rec will be next. There she is, Miss Alla. Good morning.
Good morning.
Do you swear or affirm the testimony you'll provide on this matter will be the truth?
Yes, I do.
All right, go ahead. What are Parks and Rec's comments?
Parks and Recreation has no objections to the request.
All righty. Thank
Thank you.
you, ma'am. Mr. Chen, good morning. Let me swear you in for hydrology comments. Do you swear or affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
What are hydrology's comments?
Hydrology. Hydrology has an approved conceptual gradient drainage plan with engineer stamp date of January 8th, 2025. Hydrology has no objection. Thank you.
All righty. Mr. Armijo, let's jump to you for transportation comments. Let me swear you in. Do you swear or affirm that your testimony on this matter will be the truth?
I do.
All right, go ahead, sir.
Okay. Transportation has no objection to the vacation. I did have stuff about real property and DMD, but based on their testimony here, we no longer have any objection to this. For future development, the alleyway on the east side shows 16 feet. All alleyways are required to be 20 feet. If you're unable to provide this, you may request a determination with a justification letter. Let's see, and for you'll need a traffic scoping form filled out prior to site plan to determine if a traffic study is required.
Thank you, Mr. Armijo. Mr. Rodenbeck or Mr. Webb, Mr. Webb, you're going to be providing planning comments?
Yes, sir.
All righty, let me swear you in, sir. You swear affirm the testimony you provide on this matter will be the truth.
Yes, I do.
Thank you so much. What are planning's comments?
This is Robert Webb with planning. For the final documents, we just want to make sure that everything that is received is sealed and signed by the design professional licensed in the state of New Mexico, and that all the project and application numbers are added to the planning and vacation exhibits in this case. For the original vacation request that we went back to is for vacating 8,838 square feet of Bryn Mawr, and the DHO would be the recommending body, and the city council would be the approving body for the request. So it would go to city council for approval, and then the applicant would come back for a platting action after that is completed. And they did provide justification for this. The applicant included justification per 66M3A and 66M3B. The public welfare does not require that the right of way in question be retained, as the proposed vacation applies only to the parking section of the street adjacent to the development and will not impact the functionality of the existing two-lane roadway. The vacation will allow for private improvements in this section while ensuring that public parking remains available, preserving the current access and convenience for visitors, businesses, and residents in the area. That the primary function of the right of way, providing parking, will not be removed, but a couple of spaces will be for the hotel. There is no compelling reason for it to remain under public ownership. Instead, its vacation will enhance the overall redevelopment project, supporting the revitalization of long vacant property and encouraging economic growth along Central Avenue. And that site plan will be, coming in separately for review. The proposed vacation of the right of way will result in a net benefit to the public welfare by enabling the redevelopment of a long vacant property in Nob Hill into a vibrant new hotel with a rooftop bar and restaurant. The project will transform an underutilized site that has been a source of various safety concerns for the neighborhood into a vibrant, thriving business that contributes to the economic and social vitality of Central Avenue corridor any minor impact from the vacation is far outweighed by these benefits, and there is no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged. The vacation will allow for a more cohesive and efficient site plan, ensuring for better access, safety, and overall urban design. By facilitating this redevelopment, the vacation supports the Nob Hill neighborhood's long-term goals for revitalization, making the area more economically sustainable and attractive place to live, work, and visit. And that information was in the comment as well.
Thank you, Mr. Webb. Mr. Runbeck, I see that your hand is raised. Remind me, sir, I apologize. Have I sworn you in? Do I need to do so? I have. Okay. Just remind you that you're still under oath. What are your comments?
This is Jay Runbeck. So I just want to confirm with the applicant's team because we've gone back and forth. So the vacation request is for 8,838 square feet of Bryn Mawr, correct?
Correct.
Okay. This has been noted, but this will be, just so everyone's clear, the development hearing officer in this case is a recommending body, and this, the decision on the approval of the vacation ultimately is made by city council. And I just want to make it clear to everybody here, because we have members of the public here who've asked questions, the way this will work, should the development hearing officer make a recommendation today, Development Review Services staff will prepare a packet that will be sent to City Council staff, and then the City Council staff will work to get this application on a City Council agenda. So if there's any questions about, you know, the agenda, the meeting date that this request gets placed on at City Council, you'll need to work with, or you'll need to contact, I should say, you'll need to contact City Council staff about that. And when I send the packet on to our staff, I will be notifying the applicant's team of that. And I'll be also sending the applicant's team the notice of the recommendation from the development hearing officer. If members of the public want that, or any information, I would implore them to add their emails to this chat. And I'll add my email as well if you want to reach out to me about this process. But I just want to stress again that when it comes to the City Council meeting that this will go to, that will need to be confirmed with City Council staff and the City Council's office. So I'll put my email in the chat, though, in case there's any questions.
Thank you, Mr. Runbeck, for the clarification. All right, before we return back to the applicant, anyone else from the city staff wishing to add comment? Okay, seeing none. Mr. Strozier, let me come back to you. I have a couple questions that came up here, but certainly want to give you an opportunity to provide comment and address those as you see fit.
Certainly, I appreciate that. And if I might share my screen, I think it's referenced in the comments from the commenting agency, but I was just going to use the approved transportation traffic circulation layout, the TCL plan, to basically help people understand what we're doing here. All right. Can you all see that?
I can.
Okay. All right, great. So, and I just did a quick look at Google at one of the aerial photos from before the hotel was demolished. And it looks to me like there's existing about somewhere 32, 34 spaces along that segment of Bryn Mawr. I could be off by a couple, but I think that's pretty close estimate as to what is there today. Hard to tell exactly with the newer photos since the construction has begun on the demolition. But just so as far as the project goes, I'll just shift over here a little bit. They are proposing to build a new underground parking structure that will have 73 parking spaces in it. And that, along with 18 new parking spaces on the alley. I realize the alley is used to a certain extent, but All of these head-in parking spaces are being created along the alleyway that are not there today. And then we're maintaining as much as possible the Central Avenue parallel parking. But the parking, so there would be a handicap spark parking space and a loading parking space that will have a porte-cochere cover over them that comes out from the new building. And then there's basically 26 parking spaces remaining on this area. We do have to remove several parking spaces. Oh, and actually, we changed to a parallel parking space, or the existing parallel parking space remains to the south of this, but we lose three parking spaces to get the garage entry off of Bryn Mawr that goes down into the underground parking structure. And so I just wanted to give people, and there will be, I'm not sure, I'm not a lawyer, so I'm not sure exactly the documentation, but I know that there's a strong commitment, and that will be provided that these parking spaces along Bryn Mawr will remain open to the public and short-term metered parking in the future. These parking spaces along Bryn Mawr are not required to meet our parking requirement for the project. They are and so just so you know, everyone understands, so these parking spaces, this area is going to be repaved, new sidewalk constructed along Bryn Mawr, along with landscaping, and those spaces will be restriped, look brand new, and there will probably be a central meter box that will take care of the parking in that location. It also allows, I think, one of the important things, and those who are on the call are business owners in the area, it allows the property owner to make sure that they're all the issues that we deal with regarding our unhoused population and issues associated with that's private property, and they can address those as part of their project and project security. So I think overall, this is going to be a huge benefit to the area and providing a number of, I think one of the things for the surrounding restaurants and businesses is having the hotel bringing new visitors and customers to Nob Hill and to this area is also going to be a huge benefit for the area. So I hope that answers people's questions about the parking and what's anticipated for that relative to this project. And really, this reconfiguration of the parking would not change if the vacation did not occur. This is what would be constructed and is going through the approval process with the city staff at this time. So with that, thank you. And Mr. Hearing Officer, I know you said you had some questions, follow-up questions. Happy to answer those at this time as well.
Mr. Strozer, thank you. Let me pause you for just a second. I'm not taking the floor away from you, but I did want to hear, is Mr. Fowler still on with us from Municipal Development from right away?
Yes, I'm here.
Mr. Fowler, thank you, sir. Just a quick question. There has been some concern about ensuring that the spaces that would remain, the public spaces that would remain along Bryn Mawr would, for lack of a better term, would continue or exist in perpetuity as metered spaces. Am I interpreting that or understanding that correctly?
Yes.
And then secondly, is there a mechanism by which the city of Albuquerque ensures that? I mean, obviously these are public spaces within the public right of way, but is it looked at periodically to determine if the meters should remain there? I mean, just can you give us a general explanation of what that process is?
Well, in terms of whether meters remain, I can't speak to that because I'm not over parking. But what I can speak to is that, I know there was the desire to have some assurance that that would remain private, whether that was a condition put on the vacation or would remain public parking, pardon me, and whether that was a condition put on the vacation of the parking spots that was in that vacation, or it was a condition, in the agreement for the vacation. That is something we would like to see.
Okay, understood. Mr. Strozier,
Mr.
let me come back to you.
Okay.
The only other comment that I had at this point, or another reference I had at this point, is, and Mr. Webb alluded to this in his comments, but in looking at your written justification for this request, have noted that you did reference the applicable criteria of the IDO 6-6M3. That criteria specifies that a vacation request, in this case for right of way, shall be approved if it meets one of the two applicable criteria. And I just wanted to, I noted in your written explanation that you referenced both of those. Would just ask that, again, for the record, that you just give just a brief summation as to why you argue or why you feel that both of these criterion are met for the vacation request.
And maybe if I think Mr. Webb had that had our letter and addressing those, I think he read verbatim our responses to those criteria in my letter into the record, and certainly have no additional comments. That is, but if he might pull that up again, I'm happy to kind of go through those again
All
real
right.
quickly.
I apologize. I didn't mean to throw a curveball there. But, I mean, let me just read this for the record. According to your written
Okay.
explanation, you indicate that the public welfare does not require that the right of way be retained, and that secondly, that there's a net benefit to the public welfare because the vacation is clearly more beneficial to the public welfare than the minor determinant resulting from the vacation. And specifically, there's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right would be abridged if the vacation were to be approved. And again, I know Mr. Webb had mentioned that. That comes
Yes.
from your written explanation, but wanted to note that the argument is that even though only one criterion is required for approval, you're arguing that both have been met with this proposal.
That is correct.
Okay,
Yes,
thank you.
agreed.
I don't have any other questions at this point. I thought I saw a hand raised.
I saw a comment, Mr. Hearing Officer. I did see a comment in the chat from I think it's let's see, Aaron, I believe. No.
Miss Brookson, yes, I see it there.
That they requested a copy of the TCL. If they could put their email in the chat, I will make sure that I send them a copy of that. So it's the traffic circulation layout is the document that I'll send to them if they
Yes,
just put
thank
there.
you. My email's in there. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Okay,
Mr.
awesome.
Strozier, if you'll
Thank you.
scroll up just a little bit, she's provided her contact email there.
Got it.
And Deborah, and I apologize. I can't read my own writing. I apologize. I don't have your last name in front of me, but she, if there you go. She's also got a, Mr. Strozier, there's also a second request email contact information listed with a request for the same information.
I've got Deborah at sccnm.com, and if there's I believe there was someone else who asked for it. If they could put their,
I'll
oh,
grab it for
got
you
that.
here.
I've got Angela up there as well.
Okay.
I will copy both
And
of those, and I'll get that document sent out to you.
Mr. Darnell just provided his contact information
Okay,
as well.
perfect.
Okay.
I will be doing that as we speak here.
Thank you, Mr. Strozier. Mr. Rudenbeck, your hand is up.
Yes, sir. This is Jay Rudenbeck. They may also be requesting copies of the application packet that's sent to City Council. I'll be happy to forward that to them. As a courtesy, I always send it to the applicant's team. And once it goes to our staff here in the plan department, they then work with city council staff on getting the application on a city council agenda. But like I said, I'll be happy to forward that packet to anybody who puts their emails in the chat, and then at that point it'll just be contacting City Council staff about the meeting date. And just I also know too that City Council's website, they have the meetings listed there too, with the agendas, and they can confirm the meeting date that way too.
Okay. Mr. Runbeck, thank you. And I know it's helpful to have a real live person to talk to help you through this sometimes. So appreciate you volunteering to kind of help folks as we go through the process. Okay, I'm going to go ahead and close the floor on this matter. I'm going to make a recommendation to the City Council of approval of this right-of-way vacation. Because in accordance with Section 66M3, there is a net benefit to the public welfare because the development that's made possible by the vacation is more beneficial to the public welfare. And there's no convincing evidence that any substantial property right is being abridged by this vacation action. I don't have any comments that are listed there, with the exception, I believe Mr. Fowler mentioned that these spaces be maintained as publicly available. Mr. Rodenbeck, is that a recommendation that we make at this juncture, or is that something that should be considered by council?
This is Jay Rudbeck. We can certainly make that a finding. We don't need it. I don't think for this particular type of vacation, we really need to have conditions of approval, because it's not an approval. It's a
Right.
recommendation, but we can
Right.
certainly have findings that are added to the notice decision. That's
Okay.
up to you, sir.
Yes, I'd like to do that to memorialize that as a finding. And again, with that, I'm recommending approval. This will go to City Council, but it will conclude agenda item number three.
Sir, could we need to, it'd be helpful to add that into the chat. Somebody could add, Aaron would maybe is the commenter. Well, maybe it should be from us, but what again is the finding here that we're wanting to add? I just want to make sure we get this in writing.
Just that the parking spaces along Bryn Mawr remain public spaces.
The spaces that would remain
Would all be
following the.
for public use and not end up just for use of the hotel that is going in.
Okay.
And on behalf of the applicant, we are A-okay with that. That is our commitment.
Okay, one second. I'm getting this finding in. It's important, I think, to get this into the chat on the record. The parking spaces along Bryn Mawr remain public parking spaces.
Open to the public or
Open to
open
the
to
public.
public, open not public. Well, open remain open to the
For
public.
public use? I don't know.
Or public. The parking spaces along Bryn Mawr remain open for public use. How about that? That
Sounds
works
good.
for me if it works for specifically, the technical requirements from the city. All right, I'm going to put this in the chat.
Thank you, Mr. Rodenbeck. Okay, thank you everyone for your participation on this matter. Again, the floor, this will conclude item number three. The floor is closed. And that will also conclude the April 9th, 2025, DHO public hearing. Thank you, everybody, for your participation.
All right.
Thank you.
Thank you.